Hinojosa and Solis emphasize education and policy in second chance efforts. Texas border business. Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas border business. McAllen, Texas, Texas Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa and Dr. Ricardo J. Solis, president of South Texas College, addressed attendees on April 28, 2026, at the McAllen Convention Center Ballroom during the event, Rebuilding Futures, Advancing Second Chances Through Policy, Partnership, and Purpose, focusing on education, workforce development, and policy approaches for individuals impacted by the justice system. Senator Hinojosa spoke about the state's role in both enforcing laws and providing opportunities for rehabilitation. "We have a responsibility that those who are incarcerated also have a second chance," he said, referencing his experience on criminal justice committees. He outlined existing programs that support education and workforce training, including efforts within the Texas Department of Criminal Justice to provide literacy education and occupational certifications. He noted that the state issues approximately 100 occupational licenses and said that correctional programs offer training in more than 40 fields. "We have all the opportunities," Hinojosa said, adding that individuals can train for roles such as electricians, truck drivers, and data analysts. He emphasized the importance of preparing individuals for reentry by ensuring access to identification and employment pathways. "We have a shortage of skilled labor," he said. "These men and women have the skills to be employed." Hinojosa also called for community involvement in supporting reentry efforts. "The state cannot do it alone. It's got to be all a community effort," he said, encouraging stakeholders to provide input ahead of the next legislative session. He stated that upcoming legislation would focus on expanding opportunities for individuals leaving incarceration. Dr. Solis described the event as a significant moment in addressing the needs of a population he said has often been overlooked. "This is a unique population," he said, noting that thousands of individuals in the Rio Grande Valley face barriers after involvement with the justice system. He added that the discussions taking place reflect growing recognition of the issue. "Now is the time that everyone is realizing this is a unique population." Dr. Solis emphasized the role of education in creating second chances. "As a community college, we believe education is one of the most powerful second chances we can offer," he said. He stated that expanding access to training and support services can strengthen families and local economies. "When we open our doors wider through education, training, and support, we don't just change individuals' lives, we strengthen families, local economies, and the future of our communities." He described the initiative behind the event as a collaborative effort involving institutional leadership and community partners. Dr. Solis said the approach requires partnership, compassion, and a willingness to rethink barriers that stand in the way of success. The event brought together policymakers, educators, and community leaders to discuss strategies to reduce reoffending and expand access to education and employment. Speakers highlighted the need for coordinated efforts between government agencies, educational institutions, and employers to support individuals seeking to rebuild their lives. See related stories. Pastor Milton Gonzalez calls for second chances at Rebuilding Futures event. Rebuilding Futures event highlights personal stories and policy gaps in second chance efforts. Cantu and Palacios outline employment and education strategies for justice-impacted individuals.